Now notice, the first confession, number one, you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and make him Lord of your life. That's one. Two, when that happened, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Number three, you become a son of God. Number four, you become the righteousness of God in Christ. Number five, you become one with the Lord. Hallelujah. Number six, you are a new creature. You are in a new family, and God is your Father, and Jesus is Lord. Number seven, you have his life, and he is alive in you forevermore. Number eight, you have access to all that he is, and you'll become a joint heir with Jesus. I must read that again. You have access to all that he is, and you're becoming a joint heir with Jesus. Number nine, the Holy Spirit has come to live in you with his power. And number 10, you have the right to speak with other tongues. Glory to God. Number 11, you have a right to live healthy all the days of your life on the earth and throughout eternity. And then number 12, you have a right to prosper and live good on this earth. And that those are some of the things you can confess and claim because you have a right to it once you confess Jesus. Hallelujah. So learn who you are by going to the Word of God and make sure you get in a place with a group in a church that is teaching the Word of God correctly. How? How do you find that place? By asking God and trusting the Holy Spirit to lead you to that place. Jesus is the great and mighty shepherd and Lord. Hebrews 4:14. I'm reading this from the American Standard. Listen what it says. Having then a great high priest, notice who he is. Having then a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Who is he? The Son of God. I read it again. Having a great high priest, he's a great high priest, who having passed through the heavens, plural, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. Let us hold fast to our confession. Why? Because Jesus is the only one that's been raised from the dead. Then he ascended and took a seat at the right hand of God. And the Hebrew writer said he's passed through the heaven. And he is seated now at the right hand of God. So he said, let us hold fast to our confession. What, that I'm a son of God, I'm the redeemer of the Lord, I'm a new creature, I'm born of God, the love of God is shed abroad in my heart, I'm healed, I'm well, I'm healthy, I'm strong. Hold fast to that confession. Why? Because you have an adversary, you have an enemy who tried to get you away from what God has given you by making you doubt, by making you talk against it, by bringing problem in your life, And like sickness and disease, like poverty and lack, like confusion, destruction, violence, and all that. Well, if you hold fast to the confession of your faith, that word that coming out of your mouth is the word of God proclaiming what he has done for you. And it has power to drive out, to throw down, to tear down, to destroy that work of the enemy, that it won't, as Psalm 91 says it, it won't come nigh your dwelling. So, you confess. Why you confess? Because the more you confess that and hear yourself say it, the more real it becomes to you. And you got to understand this. Faith is of the heart. For the word of God is filled with God's faith. What is faith? Faith is substance of thing hoped for, evidence of thing not seen. Faith is of God, because he said in Mark 11, 22, have the faith of God, right? So, faith-filled words stops the enemy. Why? Because Jesus had defeated him. And the Bible tells us, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. So we hold fast to saying the same thing that he said about us. Say about yourself the same thing Jesus said about you. Now look what he says in 2 Corinthians